Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry. Well, once again, we have one of our favorite folks on the line. We're going to do a quick interview here with Luke Robinson of Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. Welcome, Luke.
Welcome.
Welcome, guys.
Hey, man, and you're in our state at this very moment. You're in Virginia, yes?
I am. We finally made it here.
Yippee! Hey, man, you are headed for Boston for sure now, huh?
Yes, it's starting to get really cool. I mean, we finally made our way through the Appalachian Mountains, down from the Great Allegheny Passage to the CNO towpath. And, it's getting close and it's getting exciting.
Well, I tell you, the pictures you've been posting are gorgeous. It makes me envious, although I don't know that I want to like sleep in a tent with my dogs. But,
I don't.
But the scenery is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, we've seen some beautiful things on our travels, that's for sure.
And met some extraordinary people.
Definitely.
And dogs.
Well, and had a few other adventures with hillberries.
Indeed, indeed. But we
won't
go there.
The funny thing is now that we talk, our followers and the supporters and stuff continues to grow, we get asked a lot now because we tell so many. So we're starting to tell some of the really funny, outrageous stories on our travels, and some of the really cool and eclectic and wonderful people that we've met, animal lovers, all of them. We get the question now, are you writing a book? And now we've pretty much decided that this is just a story that's too good. It has to be told. It has to be told.
Absolutely. And it will be a fabulous book. Just have Hudson write it.
he'll probably demand like 20% of the profits or something.
Absolutely. Upgrade my food, Dad.
That's right.
Well, Luke, before we go into what events are coming up this week, just very briefly, in case anyone out there listening to Bark Radio doesn't know what you're doing, tell them your story.
Yeah, briefly, my dog, Malcolm, was diagnosed with bone cancer in 2004. It spread to his lungs, and I lost him in 2006, and he was my boy. And both my experience with cancer and his loss just absolutely devastated me and torpedoed my world. And I just sold my truck, put my stuff in storage, and my other two dogs, Hudson and Murphy, and I, we got on the road, left Austin, Texas, March 16th of last year, and our goal was to walk from Austin to Boston, Massachusetts, and we've traveled now almost 1,800 miles of that journey. We've been on the road for a year and a half. We've got about 600 more miles to go over about 8 months. So this will be a two-year, 2,300-mile journey of ours to talk to people and educate them about canine cancer. Dogs get cancer just like people do. They get bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, lymphoma, melanoma. It's the same type of tissue. And so that's our message, and that's our mission, and that's what we're walking across the country to do.
And it's a fabulous mission, and we love, as so many folks do, following you guys. And you didn't mention, now, what breed are the boys?
They're Great Pyrenees.
And they are gorgeous. And how do they take to the summer heat?
Well, I mean, they're mountain dogs. So, I mean, they don't – they'd rather be, sitting on a big, ice block somewhere.
Yeah, a glacier perhaps?
Right, sitting on a glacier. Yeah, exactly. So we've been on the road for a long time now, so we're kind of professionals at it. So you make frequent stops, and you just pack a lot of water, and that's the way that we've been able to travel all those miles and encounter all those risks, and still knock on wood, of course, have all of us are happy and healthy, and so. You're right. We're coming to Richmond tomorrow. I guess I'm jumping the gun on that, but we're going to be staying in a hotel. Let me tell you, Murphy loves hotels. As soon as we get in the foyer, he's going to go just bonkers. And what he loves to do, the first thing he loves to do, Terry and Dee, is, the first thing when we open the door into the room, is he'll just dart for the bed, jump on the bed, and start jumping up and down to test the softness.
Going, I don't have to sleep on either pavement or grass tonight. I get to sleep in a bed. Woohoo!
That's right. That's right. And they end up taking up like three quarters of the bed, so I've got this little sliver that's where I sleep.
You know, I have the same drill at my house. I have two big Labrador Retrievers and a double bed. it's a challenge.
That's cozy.
it is indeed, but I adore them, so you know, whatever works.
Right.
Okay, so you mentioned Richmond in brief. Why don't you tell us what's happening and where tomorrow evening?
Yeah, we've had a ton of events in the D.C. area and Virginia area, and we still have several more that we're doing. Tomorrow we'll be in Richmond, and we're going to be doing a little meet and greet at a soccer game. That's our first sporting event to do. It's VCU versus University of Richmond, and it's going to be held at the University Sports Backer Stadium. And they tell me the time is 7 to 9 p.m. They're going to be talking about us during the halftime, and Hudson Murphy and I will be there available to meet anyone who wants to learn about our travels and our adventures. Come down and meet these road warriors, and these traveling companions of mine I have, Hudson and Murphy, because these guys are celebrities, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, they have, like, you know, more followers. They have more followers on me than I do on Twitter. So you have a chance.
Yeah.
They do. So you have a chance to meet Hudson and Murphy, these, you know, wonderful dogs, and road warriors and celebrities. And so it should be a very fun event.
It should. And listeners, just look for the two big white fluffy dogs. And we're very happy to say that we'll be there as well.
We'll
Bark Radio
there.
Will be there. And we'll probably do another little interview while we're there.
Wonderful.
Just for grins and giggles. And I know the folks from FetchaCure will be there. And
well, wonderful, because this will be the first chance we'll have to meet in person. So this will be a treat for us to meet you guys.
Yeah, can't wait. Now, the big deal. You have to tell our listeners about the March on D.C.
Yeah, boy, that is the most important thing that we'll be doing on this walk, you know, to date. D.C. is very important for us because what we're trying to accomplish here, Dee and Terry, we're trying to, after all these events, and before I get back on the road again, I'm going to be meeting with legislators. We already have two that we're setting up appointments with. And so what I'm going to be doing is talking to them about the need for research dollars going into comparative oncological studies. Comparative oncology, basically what they try to do is use dogs as a model to research and understand cancer in humans. So it's a whole new branch of science. And as of today, there's no money whatsoever that the federal government, by way of the National Cancer Institute, sets aside for comparative oncological studies. So what I'm going to do is spend some time with legislators and talk to them about the importance of, you know, of funding comparative oncological studies. So the way that we can get their attention is not through petitions, but having as many puppies and people that we can get in the National Mall so they can look out. They can look out their windows and see all these beautiful dogs marching on the National Mall and say, boy, what's going on there? You know, I want to be a part of that. And so what we're doing is we're actually doing a dog walk from the Lady Bird Johnson Park on the Virginia side, and then we're actually marching across the Potomac River over the Arlington Memorial Bridge, and we'll be meeting at the Old Folk Festival site in the National Mall. And so what we're going to be doing there is there's going to be a little memorial service for all those people who have been touched by canine cancer, or more importantly, they have another family member, their mother, brother, that's also been touched by cancer as well. We're going to have a little memorial service, and then we have a couple of speakers that are going to talk about the epidemic of canine cancer and the importance of comparative oncological research.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing day. And tell the folks what time they should show up at Lady Bird Johnson Park.
Yes. We're encouraging everyone to show up at 10 a.m. at the actual park itself, but the walk begins at 11. So there's no registration. This is it's important for me to clarify this. There's no registration. This is not a fundraising event. It's strictly an awareness event. Because of the strict regulations that the National Park Services has, we're just going to be doing just a walk from the little island there on the Virginia side over to the onto the National Mall. So no registration. Just come, bring your puppies, and come join us and to march on Capitol Hill.
Well, we're all over that. Yeah. I'm from the generation that really enjoyed doing that an awful lot. It's been a while. And
Were you a brawl burner?
Oh, my God. You've read about it in the history books, right?
I'm not that young.
Well, yeah, darling, actually I was.
we're looking forward
to it because now your dogs get to meet our dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I will tell you, in fact, I want a picture of your Murphy and my Murphy, because my Murphy is a 90-pound chocolate lab, and I think they should
be
great
friends. Wow, that's a big lab.
Yeah, he's a big bubba. He's my therapy dog, and he's just as sweet as the day is long, and Terry's going to have the wild kids with him.
Yeah, I've got two cattle dogs, so it's going to be, it'll be fun.
we can't wait to meet him.
Well, it's going to be a great event. Are there any other details the folks need to know, Luke?
Yeah, definitely. The speakers that we have, we're very excited about this, is that we're going to have two speakers that will be talking about the importance of canine cancer. One of our speakers, her name is Dr. Ashley Hughes. Her specialty is surgery and emergency care with the Friendship Hospital for Animals in D.C. She's very well known and very well regarded in the D.C. area. And then the other speaker we're going to have is Dr. Khanna. And Dr. Khanna, he works with the National Cancer Institute. And what he does specifically, he's the head of the Tumor and Metastasis Biology section of the Pediatric Oncology Branch. So his whole world is comparative oncology. So he has some serious scientific credentials, and so we're very happy. We're very pleased that Dr. Khan is taking time out of his day to speak at this event. So basically, we've got two authoritative, wonderful vets in the area that are going to be talking to people. So we're very excited about that.
That is great.
That sounds awesome. I'm looking forward.
Yeah. And the last thing, and this is for us, is that it's tremendously important, is we're going to – people will always ask, me. Well, you know, Luke, you're doing a great thing. You're building this network of people who've been touched by canine cancer, and you're doing such a great job, such a wonderful job of, you know, getting the awareness and education out there. But what are you going to do when you get to Boston? And I get that more and more. The closer I get to Boston, the more frequently I get asked that question. And so we are actually going to make the announcement there Friday. At the event, what the next step for us is once we finish walking.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to be exciting stuff.
I think we need to take the mic to that, too. I think we need to record, for heaven's sakes.
it's going to be – we can't wait, you know, because we've been planning this for a long time, guys, and people ask us, and we just felt like it wasn't time. It wasn't time. We needed to keep focused on this walk and, you know, making sure we actually get there safely. So
right.
That's the most important thing. And that's when Murphy and I get there. We've been doing a lot of planning, spent a lot of time working on it, working towards an end. And so we're going for the public for the first time next Friday about, you know, what happens when we get to Boston.
That's awesome.
That's excellent. Yeah, that's good stuff. Looking forward to hearing that.
Well, Luke, anything else before we say goodbye until tomorrow evening?
Not that I can think of, except that we're awfully excited to see and meet the two of you tomorrow, and then we're excited about Friday's event. I guess the one thing that I would like to say before we close, though, is, you know, people have said, well, it's Friday and it's a work day, and, you know, don't really know if I can make it. You know, the only way this works, the only way that we have a ghost of a chance to get money allocated for comparative oncological studies is if we truly let people know how many people care about this issue. And the only way that we can do that is with puppies and people. So please, you know, if you can take half a day, take a little time off, the cause is definitely worth it. And we need you there. We need you there.
We need them there in numbers. And I agree, people out there listening, it's one day out of your life. can
That's
you
right.
give one
and
day?
If, and if we do our jobs right, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I don't know, I'm not a politicking kind of guy. I have no idea how it works, but, you know, I'm thinking if we can get $50 million a year set aside every year, then we have done something truly tremendous. So I think one day out of your life is worth that.
We
Amen.
Agree.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, folks, join us. It's going to be an amazing day in D.C. If you're in the Richmond area, come to the soccer game tomorrow night. You got to meet Luke and the boys. We're going to finally. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Say hey to the boys for us, Luke, and we will see you tomorrow evening.
Great, guys. Thanks for your time. Puppy up.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.